From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Corey Flintoff, and here's your host at the Folly Theater in Kansas City, Missouri, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Corey. This week, President Bush impressed everybody with a secret trip into a danger zone. Inspired, a little challenged by this, we decided to make a daring raid ourselves. So we came to Kansas City, Missouri. Now, you may say, there's no danger there, unless you've bet money on the Royals. But we say, have you ever been to Western Missouri in June? Let me tell you something, people. This is not a dry heat. Okay? So, you know, wherever you're sweating it out, or not, give us a call and play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Don Jenkins from South Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, how are things in Burlington?
Well, we just got out of winter. It's great.
Yeah, there you go. You got, like, what, 6 to 8 weeks of pleasure before it all comes down in your head again, huh?
You got it.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I'm a financial advisor.
That's not a very Vermont thing to do.
Yeah. Do they use money in Vermont?
They do.
Really? I thought they decided to go back to a
barter system.
Yeah. Just, sorry. You know, I've got granola, you've got hemp clothing, Let's make a deal. Yeah. Well, Dom, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to the humorist and author most recently of Feet on the Street, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Yeah. Hey, Don, you have global warming up there in Vermont?
Very much so. It reached 67 degrees today.
Ooh. Al Gore was right. Next, you can tell your problems to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Don.
And lastly, say hello to TV personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Don.
Don, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to start us off with Who's Corey This Time? Corey Flintoff, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to reenact for you three quotes from the week's news. Of course, if you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, Carl Castle's Voice, on your home answering machine.
Sounds good.
Doesn't it?
All right. Sounds great.
Okay, fine. That's more like it. Now we can go. Here's your first quote.
They should have known he was up to something when Bush told Camp David guests, I'm going to read.
Now, that was the Hutline political newsletter, suggesting that President Bush's cabinet should have figured out that he was really going to go where?
I would have to say Iraq.
Exactly right. Yes. There has been so much good news out of Iraq that the president decided to go join the party himself. Of course, the reason it was done in absolute secrecy with massive military protection was just because the president doesn't want to be a bother. They're all watching the World Cup, you know, let them just sneak in. In fact, the new Iraqi prime minister wasn't told who he was going to meet until just before the president walked into the room, which makes wonder, what did he think? Prime Minister Maliki, when he saw who it was, did he think something like, wait a minute, not even he could get this lost? Or did he just, like, start immediately trying to stuff himself into the president's luggage?
I'm still confused. I'm sorry, was he going over there to borrow a book? I'm confused. He was going to read.
Yeah, he told the captain, he said, well, I'm going to go read now.
Oh, okay.
And he gave him a big wink and walked into Marine One, and they took him off to the airport, and the next thing you know, they're in the green zone.
Mm. Yeah, go read now. People who do read don't say things like that, do they? Supposed to say, I'm going to think I'll curl up with a good book. Or something.
Yeah, right.
I will go read now. And I will not move my lips.
It's speaking of going to Iraq, here's your next quote.
He has previous jihadi experience and a deep foot in the pool of knowledge.
That's how Al-Qaeda in Iraq announced its new hire, a man who apparently impressed them with his resume. This man will take the place of whom?
The guy who got murdered. Al-Zarqawi.
Yes. Say it again.
Al-Zarqawi.
Close enough. It's Zarqawi.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Al-Zarqawi, of course, that 500-pound bomb may have been bad news for Zarqawi, but it was a career opportunity for one Abu Hamza al-Muhajir, also known as Abu Ayyub al-Masri. According to Al-Qaeda in Iraq websites, this guy is now in charge. Now, those, of course, are not his real name. We don't know his real name. Those are his nom de guerre, or noms de guerre, I guess.
Yeah.
And they have been translated, respectively, the first one as, quote, the guy who was slowest out of the room when we announced the vacancy. The second one, Abu Ayyub al-Masri, means, quote, he who you should stay 600 yards away from minimum if you want to keep your dates connected to your palm tree, if you know what I mean, unquote. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
There's still life in these old bones yet, and I certainly couldn't miss it.
Now, that was Maria Müller, a 94-year-old German woman who had been declared dead by her doctor, but who then leapt up and demanded to know the latest news from what sporting event?
The World Cup.
Yes, indeed. Apparently, World Cup mania has the power to resurrect the dead. In news this week, from what we are assured repeatedly is the world's biggest sporting event, Germany renewed its friendly rivalry with neighbor Poland in a match that ended with Germany not only beating the Poles, but annexing them. Britain played Trinidad and Tobago, beating Trinidad, but just tying Tobago. And the U.S. team got its blue and white shorts handed to them by the Czech Republic. Oh, yeah, some Czech fans here, I know. In fact, at the end of the game, the U.S. team was reduced to asking permission to just throw the ball.
When people think I'm dead, I hope they won't check by playing soccer to me. I'll just, it won't be enough.
No. What would be enough to bring you back from the dead, Rod?
Well, if somebody said, you want to go read? I might perk up then.
So, have you guys been following the first week of the World Cup at all?
No.
Not a thing, huh?
No, not a thing.
Yeah, watching.
I played soccer once when I was much younger. And every time I was about to kick the ball, somebody else kicked it.
And what's up with that?
It seems hardly fair.
I
can't watch it. Every time I watch it, I think I just have that sensation of somebody kicking a ball away
from you. Yeah.
With my foot back, you know, one foot deep in the pool of knowledge and the other one
right.
back.
Corey, how did Don do in our quiz?
Don Jenkins got all three right, meaning that he wins Carl Castle's voice on his answering machine.
Well done. Very much.